local councils have rejected a library funding deal from the state government following months of negotiations. Joining me to discuss is LGA SA President Angela Evans. She's the Mayor of the City of Charles Sturt. Good morning, Mayor.
Oh, hi, Jenny. It's lovely to be with you this morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for joining us. So the state government's offered $20.7 million a year towards council-run libraries. Why is that not enough, Angela?
Well, first of all, can I say thank you to the state government for the $20.7 million of funding. We appreciate that. However, what's happened is that they have removed the indexation, and it's a five-year agreement, and the indexation accumulates to a loss of $6 million to that funding. And that's something that we find is unacceptable at this point in time.
Right. So a state government spokesperson says that libraries have had their future secured thanks to the budget, and that you're playing politics with our libraries by refusing to sign off on the deal. Why is it important that you get that indexation, you get that extra $6 million over the course of the deal?
Well, we don't want to sign a long-term agreement because we're delivering some significant projects and programs. The One Card Library Network is one of those programs. It's a statewide program that's had a huge impact on our community. And that One Card Library Network has really shown its worth, particularly through some of these challenging times that we've had more recently. Small regional libraries find it very difficult to curate a physical collection, so they need that funding in order to do that, whereas metropolitan councils generally have funding that supports that. They can get funding from elsewhere. So the loss of this $6 million over 5 years will have an impact on the capacity of libraries to continue to develop services and to continue to provide, in some instances, the services that they're already offering.
LGA SA President Angela Evans is with us talking about the future of library funding. From what I understand, the breakdown is something like 80-20 or thereabouts in regards to councils contributing to their own run libraries. So they're spending about $86 million a year, all of the councils collectively. Has it been a financial challenge over the past few years?
The service delivery to our communities is always something that councils have to negotiate with our communities, and we do rely very heavily on state and federal funding just generally to do those things. But library services, particularly over the COVID period, have been pivotal in keeping our communities connected to one another. In some areas, of course, those services weren't able to be kept open, but in many others, they came up with some very innovative ideas about how they could maintain that connection with their community so that they could help ameliorate the impacts of isolation on our community. Here in the city of Charles Sturt, we went to great lengths to make sure that people could still order their books online. We had people in our library services who would deliver those books to people, with reading material to people who were isolated in their home, perhaps feeling anxious about getting out in the community. Alternatively, people could come in and pick up their books, but do it in such a way that there was no person-to-person contact. All of that takes time and it takes effort. There's always a refreshing and rejuvenation of our library services so that they are impacting on the community in the best way possible. We're offering the best services that we can. That takes time, that takes resources, and it takes people to do that sort of thing. Sometimes we have volunteers that support, but we also have paid staff. So this library funding goes to supporting all of those things, all that machinery that goes into libraries and delivering of those programs and projects, most of which support communities from zero right through to their elderly years.
It seems like you're at a stalemate with the state government now. Do you know what will happen next in terms of negotiating a funding deal for the next 5 years?
We've let the State Library Board know that we're not going to sign a long-term agreement at this stage, and we've heard nothing more in regard to that, which suggests that perhaps there is an opportunity for some more negotiations which will bring an end result that is more in alignment. At least that's what we're hoping. Mm. We're hoping that the state government would see the value of library services and the importance of supporting councils to deliver those library services at this time.
I really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining us, Mayor Angela Evans.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.